Hi guys, welcome back to Empower. Today I have a very special friend and guest with me, Mr. Vikram Khanna of Khanna Jewelers in Delhi. So we have this special guest who is here to answer that question and many more about bold and bling versus traditional and timeless. What's the new way to buy jewelry? Please welcome Vikram Khanna, owner and director of the iconic New Delhi-based Khanna Jewelers. Welcome, Vikram.
Hi, thank you. Thank you, Meenakshi.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's such a pleasure. I know you're very, very private and media shy. So thank you for taking this time out and meeting us. So tell us a little bit about the amazing Khanna Jewelers journey and legacy.
So we are a 65-year-old company, started in 1953 by my grandfather. And there have been, you know, my father and my uncles have worked on it. Mm-hmm. And I'm the third generation that's in the business. And hopefully the fourth generation will take over after me.
Of course, your lovely son or daughter and daughter. So how has the way we buy jewelry changed? Is it still all about investments only?
Partially yes and partially no. There's a segment in the market which we still consider to be investment. But I feel people, nowadays, of course, consider to be a part of luxury, part of their accessories that they wear, part of their dress, part of their whole bridal wear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only investment anymore. It's, it's more...
An extension of their personalities also
exactly,
a little bit,
yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So, as we can see, it's buzzing out here with a lot of families and kids and friends all shopping for your lovely jewelry. And what my next question to you would be, how has the way you design jewelry changed? Are international designs more wearable and versatile? Jewelry pieces that you can pair with a Western outfit as well as an Indian one becoming more common?
As people, as Indian market has opened up, people are more aware of what's happening in the world. I feel the whole dressing sense and the whole creativity has changed over a period of time. From being very traditional earlier, or very simple, or straight line, it has become fancy, funky, and a lot of experiments are happening with the cuts of diamonds, different
right.
cuts of diamonds. You know, Jurao is in. Jurao, though it's been very traditional, but still a lot of fusion has been introduced in Jurao by us.
Yes, I saw some stunning pieces at your store today, actually, the Jurao and diamond influence. Yeah,
with different color stones and color stones which were not used in India or not sold in India earlier. Using those like, Tanzanites, Russian emeralds, big Colombian emeralds, which were there earlier, but not in a big way.
Right.
So people are more aware, and of course, the younger generation do prefer to wear funky and something that they can, light and something that they can wear all the time, rather than wearing heavy and bulky
stuff. And also very distinctive, very unique. I saw a lot of your designs, although opulent, and great pieces to collect, but they're also like one pieces, distinctive, single.
Yeah.
So, well done there.
Thank you.
And what about statement versus classic pieces? So bling and bold or timeless and traditional, or what are the majority of your customers? I mean, you've answered this partly right now, but anything they're gravitating towards more than before besides funky and
Western? We are working more towards signature pieces.
Okay.
Because that's the classic, something that everyone has it already.
Correct.
Actually you would have something, classic, I'm sure, with you. And
diamonds.
straight line.
Gold,
diamond,
the traditional. And also you get,
Yeah, or plain solitaire strings or a plain solitaire or band.
Of course.
So, we are working towards more statement pieces, something that... it's something that makes you happy when you wear it, makes you feel different, makes you feel
unique.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Nice. So, are your customers, Vikram, mainly from India, or is there a demand from overseas markets for your authentic gemstones as well?
We have a great clientele in Middle East.
Okay.
We have a very big clientele from US and UK.
Oh, nice.
NRIs. A lot of time they fly down.
Mm-hmm.
And now they started... seeing jewelry on Zoom and other platforms, and we start exporting it to them, sending it directly to their, couring directly to their home wherever they're in the world.
Fantastic.
So a lot of Indian diaspora around the world buy from, now they buy from India because they don't have so many choices and variety wherever they live around.
Absolutely. And also all the NRIs with the big weddings,
I
mean, they're reaching out to you on Zoom as well. Amazing. So tell me, what would you say are the three most important factors to consider before buying jewelry today? Or at any time, actually.
The biggest factor is who are you buying it from?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, jewelry is not a one, it's not use and throw. It's not a piece of cloth. It's not a food that you can digest.
It's an investment.
Investment. Or it's something that, require after sale.
Mm-hmm.
If something goes off or, you know, the size changes,
yeah.
You know, be it a ring or a bracelet, you know, things change. You need someone who's been there.
Of course.
And someone who can do that for you later also.
And I think that's why I must say that Khanna Jewelers has a lot of repeat customers and families coming for generations because of your great customer service and after-sale service, right?
So after-sale is a big point I think was missing earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Not with us, but, you know, as a trade.
Okay.
You know, it was, so I feel you should go to a person that can give you a whole package.
So obviously there's trust and then there's the service. And the third one would be like if there were the top three things to consider.
Design and quality that you're buying and the money that you're paying it for.
Yeah, well said. So tell me, gold prices have rocketed despite the lockdown. I mean, good for you guys, but the customers are like sometimes, you know, thinking twice now. Has that deterred people from buying jewelry?
From buying jewelry, no. From buying the quantities used to buy earlier, yes.
Okay.
If you were buying hypothetically 100 grams earlier,
mm-hmm.
now you're probably buying 70 grams.
Okay.
Because there's a jump in price.
Yeah.
It's not your...
So your budgets may be same, but the quantity is kind of...
Yeah, but you're still buying.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think because if you have a family wedding or you're buying for Diwali or you have, you know, whenever you buy once or twice a year or whatever everyone's pattern is, you still want that little bit, even though, like you said, the quantity may have reduced in the weight. Okay, so another side effect of the lockdown, the big fat Indian weddings have been put on hold, while others have gone ahead at a much lower scale. So how has this impacted jewelry sales for you guys?
Till June, July, there was nothing much happening anyways.
Correct.
So things did pick up before Diwali,
mm-hmm.
and they have been going upwards only.
Good.
Of course, there is no year-on-year, you know, comparison that we can do.
Of course, the whole world is affected with the pandemic.
No NRIs are coming down. People who had a big fat wedding in Delhi especially are, of course, not happening anymore.
Right.
So, on the other side, people are also buying more jewelry who are, you know, and spending, since they have to spend less on other things.
Yeah.
You know, and less travel.
Yes.
So, I know people who have bought jewelry because they don't have to, you know, the other expenses.
They have the budgets to spend that year for.
Yeah. So, it's been a mixed bag, I would say.
Yeah.
In certain cases, it's been good. In certain places, it's been bad. But overall, I think there's a light at the end of the tunnel and things are only getting better.
Nice. So, this is so true because, you know, at Empower, we interview people from all areas of luxury and lifestyle. And I've noticed even a lot of designer brands telling me that the sales lately have been post-Diwali up, like even for handbags, for jewelry, because people are not traveling. So they're keeping this money aside and picking up luxury goods, you know. So they're saving and they're collecting things here. I mean, people, if they're shopaholics, they have to get something right.
Okay. I hope so, Satya.
Yes. So tell me, what are the jewelry buying trends in the wedding space? Are they more classic or...
See, bridal is still judao.
Okay.
Polki has, it's a big, for bridal night, for the wedding night, brides are still buying judao. For others, there's cocktails and all. It's all new age designs. And, you know, as I say, a lot of fusion, a lot of signature pieces.
Right.
So,
I think a lot of rubies and emeralds in your diamonds as well, right?
Statement pieces are doing very well.
Nice. Are Indians open to virtual buying of jewelry, like you just mentioned, via Zoom and online? How much of the percentage would you say now they are? Probably more so now. Or is it still a very personalized experience where the touch and feel, trying it on is preferred?
See, of course, it's an expensive buy.
Yeah.
So people do prefer to touch, feel and wear it on themselves.
Absolutely.
But at times people don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so whoever is not in the city or whoever can't come to the store.
Yeah, is, like you mentioned, your NRI clients.
Yeah, so they are doing it virtually.
Okay.
So for them, that's what it is.
Okay. So do you see that changing in the light of the pandemic as well as the general uptake of technology or online shopping boom? You think people will be more open in future even when the markets open and, you know, travel begins? Or do you think it'll go back to the... I mean, this is just obviously a prediction that we're asking for.
I feel with high value purchases, people will like to physically come down and see the product. Whereas, you know, for daily wear or for lighter jewelry, people might start, or people have already started buying it online or virtually.
Sure. So tell us more about you, Vikram. So I know you over 2 decades, and I know you're very private, but once again, like I said earlier, thank you for doing this and for opening up, you know, for me and for Empower. And what is your personal taste? I know your wife has some fantastic jewelry, and all our friends say that all the best pieces are with Shraddha Khanna, but tell us, what is your personal taste? What would you buy for
You know, I like to buy big emeralds, Colombian emeralds. I like big stones. I like fusion stuff.
Okay.
I think we are done with straight line and classics. They're overdone. Yeah. Though it's not, I don't like them. It's just that I think it's, you know, it's done to death.
And also, you're a creative field, yeah, so you want new things and more unique. Yeah.
So I encourage my designers. I encourage my team to keep experimenting with whatever, you know, designs they
want. I'm actually very surprised by this. I thought you would be more classy. Anyway, nice. But yeah. So moving on, what is your forever favorite piece ever designed at Khanna Jewelers, and who was the lucky owner of it?
So we had a 4-layer string of pear drop diamonds done for Priyanka Chopra for her reception.
Oh, lovely.
So it's a beautiful piece, and you know, if it's a virtual show, I would have shown it to you also. And to your,
if you have a stock followers. Image, please send it to us. I'll post it on my Instagram and Facebook later.
I'll do that.
So it's pear-shaped, four lines of diamonds.
It's a beautiful necklace that she wore.
Okay.
With the earrings, and of course the whole set, the bangles and ring and everything that went with it. And it was customized by her, for her also. She had input in it, and we sat with our designers. It took us 6 months to get there. So, yeah.
And did she reach out to you on her own, or did you have a common connection?
You know, we have...
Of course, you're one of the best.
We had other celebrities wearing our jewelry, like Katrina just wore it, Deepika, Madhuri. So someone did approach us from her team.
Okay, nice, lovely. So that's fantastic. I mean, and the whole world got to see it. So besides, of course, you just named the celebrities, which was my next question. Is there a celebrity you haven't dressed yet with your jewelry and you would love to see in a Khanna Jewelers design piece?
I'm sure there are many that we haven't dressed, and I would like to dress all of them. Not one.
Good answer.
Know, yeah, like, why not? Why
internationally?
Not internationally, no. We are more, I would say, local than international.
So no dream person, no dream celebrity you would love to?
See, all the Hollywood actresses and Bollywood actresses, I find all of them pretty. Everyone should wear them.
I think we need some Oscar red carpet moments, you know, with Khanna jewelry. Why not?
Why one only? Why not all of them?
Yeah, that's a good answer. Okay, what's next up for your business, Vikram? Any plans, diversification? I know you have 2 stores already, in Karol Bagh, one in South X. So what else?
We're opening a boutique store in Emporio.
Okay, at Emporio Mall.
And that's, again, it's going to be a very different concept. You're going to see very different new age jewelry there.
And is it going to be like a salon or by appointment, or is it open to everybody? Because I know it's a very high-end niche mall.
Yeah, it's going to be by appointment, but it's going to be an experience.
Lovely.
I think please ask all your followers and viewers to...
Of course, we will.
We should be opening another couple of months, and
we'll try and cover the launch. You know, so this is amazing. So all I want to ask you is that, okay, if it was so, you have a daughter, okay, and this is just off the charts. Yeah, this is my personal question now. So if you had to collect one thing and keep it from now, like, you know, like to pass on to your child, what would you?
So we made a necklace that had at least 500 carats of Colombian emeralds in them, with 100 carats of diamond in them.
Wow.
And the minimum size was 50 cents, going all the way to 4 carats.
Yeah.
So I think I will keep that for her.
How lovely.
Though she's very young, but...
Yeah, but Snaya is a lucky girl. No, thank you so much, Vikram. Thank you for sharing so much about your brand and, you know, your personal taste. And I wish you all the best for your new store and for global domination, probably, with diamonds and for the red carpet. Thank you for being here.
Matthew. Thank you for calling me.
So there you go. A solid dose of all things glamorous and beautiful from the man behind some of the signature pieces at Khanna Jewelers himself, Vikram Khanna. Catering to the Indian diaspora, both in India and globally, Vikram is truly leading the way in jewelry design and craftsmanship along with his fabulous family at Khanna Jewelers. I wish you all the very best, Vikram, for your upcoming boutique in Emporium Mall, New Delhi. Extremely excited to see your new age designs unfold as well. Can't wait. For all this and more, don't forget to follow up on my Instagram and Facebook, Meenakshi Kuwadikar, for all podcast-related fun pics, videos, and so much more. And feel free to email me anytime with your feedback, suggestions, or anything you like at empowerbymeenakshi@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me and being such fantastic listeners. And tune in every Friday at 5 p.m. Indian Standard Time for an exciting new episode of Empower. Until then, you can always keep listening in to all your favorite episodes on repeat. And last but never the least, as always, keep shining, keep smiling. Have a fantastic week, everyone, and don't forget to own it.